Today's episode is entitled Five Things You Need to Know About Narcissists. The articles I've written about narcissism and borderline personality disorder continue to be the absolute most popular of all of them. And one of the most popular of those popular articles is the one entitled Five Things You Need to Know About Narcissists. So I thought I would do a podcast about that because a lot of people seem to be interested in that information. Now, if you're looking up information about narcissists, then you probably already know one. And you probably already know that living with a pathological narcissist in your life is extremely painful. Far from just being benignly in love with themselves, as sometimes described, the true pathological narcissist is a brutal, sadistic manipulator and abuser. They're not only not in love with themselves, they can't love anybody, and that does include you. If they're allowed, they'll destroy your self-esteem, your reputation, your family, your support system, your dreams, your life, and even your very sanity. They will steal all the peace from your life. And they'll do it for no other reason than they can and they want to. To the narcissist, you represent everything they're not and they can never be. They absolutely hate you for that, and they will take it away from you if you let them. Now, the best advice I can give to anybody regarding narcissists is just to stay away from them. Once you know who's a narcissist in your life, stay away from them. Stay far away from them. Don't talk to them. Don't feed into their manipulations. Just have nothing to do with them because you cannot help them. They cannot be saved. They can only pull you under with them, and they would truly love to do so. Trying to help a narcissist is like walking past somebody who's drowning in a lake and they're screaming desperately for you to help them. So you jump in and you save them, and when you get them onto the bank, they punch you in the face, scream at you for saving them, then jump back in the water and hysterically call for you to help them. Now, if the narcissist in your life cannot be avoided, if it's a family member or a spouse that you've not divorced yet, or a sibling, then here's five things that you need to remember in order to protect yourself from the narcissist. The first one is that the narcissist will always use you. They're users, they're manipulators, they don't see people as living, breathing human beings with feelings. They view people as either stepping stones to get what they want or hurdles to be jumped over on the way to get what they want. That's it. That's all. No matter what the narcissist tells you, no matter what they say, this is the truth. If you strip away the manipulative words and look only at their actions, you can see it very clearly. It's who they are, and it will never change. Remember, drowning person in the lake, it's never going to be any different. The part of their brain that enables them to care and empathize with other people is either missing or it's so dysfunctional that it's completely ineffective. This depends on when the childhood trauma that made them a narcissist in the first place occurred. The difference between sociopaths and narcissists is that the quote narcissistic wound occurred just when the narcissist was learning to control and regulate their own feelings and to have empathy for other people, which is why they're unable to do that. In the sociopath, this narcissistic wound occurred before these feelings ever even developed. That's why they don't have any. They have no feelings and no conscience. And why do narcissists use people? Because narcissists view people as objects and as extensions of themselves. So because of that, they're unable to see people as separate beings from themselves with their own feelings and needs and wants and opinions. You use your coffee pot, you use your arm. These are objects that serve a purpose in your life. You know, you don't worry about whether or not your arm wants to lift a gallon of milk. You don't think about whether your coffee pot likes making coffee. You just use them to do it. This is how the pathological narcissist sees and reacts to other human beings. Other people have things they want, and they want to absorb these qualities into themselves somehow in order to make up for what they feel that they're lacking. Well, they don't just feel they're lacking it, they are. And because of that, they'll continue to use you for as long as they think that you have something that they want. They also enjoy manipulating other people, and they actually get excitement and pleasure from tricking or getting over on others because it makes them feel smart and superior. This cannot be changed. And it is very important that everyone dealing with a narcissist understands this right now. It's very tempting to view them as helpless, wounded little children who need to be healed, especially the ones who present themselves that way. But they're not children, and they cannot be helped or fixed or healed. It's too late. It's sad. It's a tragedy whenever that's happened to anybody, but the damage has been done. It cannot be changed. The narcissist cannot be forced to see other people as human beings. It's a waste of time to try and get through to them or get them to see it. They're incapable of doing so. The next thing you need to remember in order to protect yourself during your relationship with the narcissist is that the relationship with the narcissist is never going to be equal. This can be a really hard thing for most people to accept because most of us are raised to believe in equality and equal treatment for everybody. So when we actually encounter someone who doesn't feel that way, it's like it just doesn't compute. But when you're dealing with a pathological narcissist, it's necessary to understand and get this clear right away. The relationship with a narcissist will never be equal. It can't. They don't want it that way. They do not want an equal relationship at all. They want to be first. They need to be first. And they'll do whatever they have to do to ensure that they're the most important person, the only one who matters. Any attempt whatsoever the other person makes at independence or equal treatment, these are viewed as extreme threats by the narcissist, and they will react to them as such. The person will be attacked for daring to have feelings and for daring to think that those feelings matter. The pathological narcissist cannot understand that other people have feelings, and he doesn't care anyway. All that matters to him is himself. This sounds trite sometimes to people, or cliche, you know, because we all know selfish people. Pathological narcissism is far more than just selfishness. Anyone who has lived with a narcissist knows exactly how terribly abusive, how horribly painful and destructive this kind of relationship is. A person suffering from narcissistic personality disorder can only be happy when they've crushed the other person beneath their feet, and this is literally the truth. It's the only thing that makes them feel better about themselves. If they cannot dominate and crush the other person down, they will never stop trying. And what results is an endless power struggle with the narcissist continuously accusing the other person of trying to control, manipulate, oppress, and subjugate him. Of course, in reality, it's the narcissist who's doing those things, but they accuse the other person of it because unless the narcissist is the only thing that matters, he feels he doesn't matter at all. They can't bear to be invisible, and this is how they feel when they're required to acknowledge other people's good feelings, accomplishments, or good qualities. So, when dealing with a narcissist, it's imperative to always remember they can only feel like a person by making other people feel less. They only feel validated when they can control and dominate other people. This can never be any different. Let that sink in. It will never be any different. They will never see other people as equal because to do so would be the same as suicide for the narcissist. This is how important it is. You would be better off trying to convince them to put a gun to their head and pull the trigger. That's how likely it is that they're ever going to see you as an equal. The third thing you need to know is that everything the narcissist says is a lie, a manipulation, and a scam. It can be really difficult to sort of extricate yourself from the relationship with a narcissist because they hang on very, very tightly. They need you in order to validate and boost themselves. Now you might think, how do they need me when they treat me so bad? Well, that's what they need you for. Narcissists can be charming and manipulative, and they are desperate to keep control over you. It's hard to say no to them when suddenly they're saying all the things you've been waiting so long to hear from them. Suddenly, you know, the narcissist has seen the light. You wonderful person, you've shown the narcissist the way. It's finally happened. Losing you, well, almost losing you, was the kick in the rear end he needed to see how selfish he was being, and Lord Jesus, it'll never happen again. Because saints be praised, it's a miracle. No, it's not. It's not a miracle. It's a manipulation. Narcissistic lies are designed to trap other people into doing what the narcissist wants them to do. The lies narcissists tell are exactly what people want to hear, and the narcissist is saying it because he knows that. He knows what you want him to say, and he'll say it if he has to, but it's never going to be true. Every single thing that comes out of these people's mouths is a lie. That might sound harsh, but I guarantee that those of you who have ever lived with a narcissist are nodding your heads. You know, everything they say is a lie. And why? Why do narcissists lie? Because they have no truth. All they have are lies and manipulations that go along with whatever they're trying to get you to do today. Tomorrow, they will argue the exact opposite without batting an eye if they have to in order to win. Winning is absolutely all they care about, because winning means they're superior, they won, and they get what they want. That's what winning is all about for the narcissist, getting what he wants. For example, let's say at 4 o'clock, the narcissist is just desperately on his knees apologizing for lying to you. Again, saying he'll do anything, absolutely anything, to make it up to you because he never meant to hurt you. You're the best thing that ever happened to him. You're amazing. You're wonderful. At 4:30, 30 minutes later, the narcissist is insisting he never lied to you. You just claimed he lied, and then you forced him to apologize to you even though he did nothing wrong, because you're unreasonable, controlling, and abusive. You're a manipulator. He twists absolutely everything that's been said in a way that makes it look like you're lying, that you're confused, or that you're deliberately making things up. When you continue to insist it's not true, or point out that he already admitted lying and apologized, he will launch into a screaming, hysterical tirade designed to control the situation by shutting you down and deflecting the consequences of his actions away from him. Or he'll calmly and coolly tell you that you're confused, that you're stupid, that you're crazy. Either way, it all comes down to the same thing: you're wrong. Now, why does he change his tune? He changes his tune because his initial tactic didn't work. You didn't do what he wanted you to do, which was accept his apology and simply forget that he lied with no hard feelings, like it never even happened. The fact that it's the 30,000th time he's lied to you about the same thing doesn't matter to him. The fact that he's obviously not actually sorry doesn't matter to him either. He's apologized, and you need to accept it. If you don't, you're abusing him. He will continue to change his tactic until something does work. Apologizing didn't work, so now he changes to denial. He didn't really lie, you just think he did because you're stupid or crazy or unreasonable or controlling, you know, whatever he's accusing you of. If this doesn't work, he'll change from attacking you to claiming that you're attacking him. You know, you're only saying he lied because you hate him so much. He can't do anything right or make you happy because you're cruel and unreasonable. And, you know, when this tactic doesn't work, he'll react with a meltdown designed to guilt or frighten you into doing what he wants. This might entail violence, either towards himself or toward you, screaming, any combination of emotional dysregulation. Now, here's where something interesting happens, because if this final meltdown doesn't work, if you stand there and watch his hysterics, stone face without backing down, the narcissist will calm down and start back at the beginning again and apologize. In fact, if the argument continues long enough, you'll see him go through the same cycle of manipulation tactics over and over and over again. because it's all he knows how to do. He can't take responsibility for what he's done, although he probably thinks his apology pretty much covers that. He can't understand or care that he hurt you, and he can't see that he's done anything wrong at all. All he can do is try to control you by either telling you what he thinks you want to hear or using guilt, violence, and hysteria to just bulldoze you into what he wants. None of it is genuine, except possibly the anger that you see. So let me reiterate, everything these people say, it's designed to manipulate, control, and force you to do what they want you to do. However far the narcissist has to escalate it, whatever he has to do to control the situation and make you do what he wants you to do, that's how far it will go. If he has to run and grab a knife and say he's gonna cut his wrists, if he has to run and grab a knife and hold it up to your throat, that's what he'll do, if that's what he has to do. The fourth thing you need to remember is the narcissist is never going to change, and he's never going to stop abusing you. Narcissists have a malfunctioning, brutal superego that assaults them with horrible things just 24 hours a day. Lashing out at other people is the only way they know to try and find any peace from it at all. It doesn't work, but they have no other coping mechanism. They simply spread the misery around, hoping to take some of the punishment off of themselves. At the core of their personalities, narcissists believe they're bad. They believe they're weak, unlovable, broken, flawed. It's because of this that they treat the people who love them so badly. The very fact that the other person loves the narcissist, it must mean there's something wrong with that person. Because of this, the person who loves the narcissist is seen as irrevocably, irretrievably flawed and stupid. Therefore, they're considered to deserve the narcissist's abuse. Narcissists can't take flaws in people that care about them. If the people who care about them are flawed, you know, the way that all people are, this is a huge, crushing disappointment to the narcissist. It really is. They simply cannot tolerate it. And because of that, they believe that the person deserves the abuse. This is the nature of their relationship with a narcissist. It can literally never be anything but abuse. The other person only exists in the relationship to make the narcissist feel better. In fact, the narcissist is hoping to effect a sort of a personality transplant or like a swap with the other person. The other person is everything the narcissist feels he's not. Caring, smart, charismatic, well-liked, competent, powerful, exciting, you know, whatever. The narcissist wants to absorb those good qualities into himself while at the same time forcing the other person to carry all of his bad qualities. He needs to control and dominate the other person in order to strip them of these coveted good qualities and take them into himself. He needs to abuse and reduce the other person in order to force them to carry his bad qualities and relieve him of them. He can't do that until he has beaten the other person down so badly that they accept whatever he says is true. And he needs someone to carry the bad qualities because he's a weak person who can't carry them himself. The image, the famous false self that the narcissist projects of himself and onto his victims is nothing but lies. Whatever the narcissist projects himself as, it's the exact opposite of what he is. If he projects himself as weak and helpless, you can be sure he's vicious and predatory. If he projects himself as strong and competent, you can be sure that he sees himself as weak and helpless. That's another reason why he's abusive. If he convinces the other person that they're bad, or convinces other people that the person is bad, that makes the narcissist good. If he lies about the other person and makes other people dislike that person, that makes the narcissist more well-liked. If he says the other person is selfish, this means he cares. If he convinces the other person that they're crazy, this means that he's competent. If he makes the other person feel weak, this makes him feel powerful. Whatever he can do to destroy the victim is how he can make himself feel better. This is who the narcissist is. This is why narcissists abuse. They project all of their bad qualities onto other people, and when they're called out for doing those things, they just say, "No, that's what you're doing to me. You must be the narcissist." This results in a never-ending cycle of the narcissist simply deflecting every single thing he's doing wrong onto the other person while never actually acknowledging it or taking any responsibility for it at all. He's never going to face reality. He can't. Narcissists are like the living embodiment of that old saying, "I'm rubber, you're glue, whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you." Except it's not just a schoolyard taunt. They actually mean it. They live that. It's a very primitive and childish defense mechanism, and it doesn't really work for them, but they don't know how to do anything else. Perhaps most importantly, and this is something that cannot be glossed over or not taken seriously, the pathological narcissist enjoys hurting other people. Narcissistic abuse is like food to them, literally. They love it because they hate themselves and they hate you. They get something out of hurting those who love them. They can't just get it from just anybody. It has to be someone who cares about them. Hurting strangers just isn't personal enough to give them that feeling that fixes them, even just for a second. And because of this, they are literally addicted to it. In fact, if you watch them when they're acting out narcissistic abuse, oftentimes it's apparent how much they're enjoying themselves just by looking at them. Narcissists are often unaware how they appear to other people, so they don't make any attempt to hide it. You can see it very clearly. So if anyone listening to this, I'm speaking to you, the people who are waiting for the narcissist in their life to see the light and have that epiphany, give up now. It's literally essential to a narcissist's well-being that he abuse, dominate, and control other people. He's never gonna learn, he can never change, and he'll never stop. To stop abusing the other person would mean the narcissist would have to admit that the other person doesn't deserve the abuse, and that's never going to happen. Remember, the other person now carries all of the narcissist's bad qualities, and the narcissist absolutely despises these things. The other person is also seen as possessing good qualities that the narcissist really wants and thinks he deserves, but he can't have them because the person is just cruelly refusing to give them to him. This is seen as very unfair and abusive. The way the narcissist sees it, he's striking back in self-defense because if you don't give him what he wants, you're mistreating him terribly. The pathological narcissist believes that a person who is that despicable, that abusive, and that unjustly punitive and withholding towards him deserves all the abuse the narcissist can give them. And they will get it. The number one thing that you need to remember, if you don't remember anything else that I've said, you need to remember that the narcissist cannot love you. If this has been not made apparent so far, it needs to get apparent right now. If anyone who's listening is still asking themselves, can narcissists love other people? The answer is no. The narcissist does not love you. You don't even love the narcissist, even though you don't realize it, because the person you fell in love with doesn't exist. Or the person you want to love if the narcissistic personality in your life is a parent or a friend or a sibling. The person you want to love, that great, wonderful person that makes you feel so good, they don't exist. They're a mask. It's a reflection of what you want and what you are. You essentially fell in love with yourself because the narcissist was only reflecting your own wants and good qualities back to you in order to manipulate you. The real person is what I've just described to you. A vicious, abusive, empty shell that needs constant sustenance, support, and domination to exist. They're basically not even human beings. And in fact, a lot of times more sensitive or empathically aware people react very negatively to narcissists. Sometimes they can't put their finger on it and sometimes they can, but they usually react pretty badly to them and they don't like to be around the narcissist. You'll often hear them say, "There's something about that guy that I just don't like." It's because they're sensing that the narcissist looks like a person and seems like a person. They sound like a person, but they don't feel like a person. The same reaction to narcissists is what we often see with androids that are too close to resembling people. When an android is remotely or vaguely human-like, people often respond to them positively. But when they are too human-like, when they look too much like people, when they act too much like people, most people will react with fear, revulsion. They just don't like it. This is the same response you often see to narcissists. The brain is reacting to a primitive signal that's letting you know this looks like a person and it talks like a person, but it isn't a person. Always follow your gut when you get that feeling. It's very important to remember the narcissist cannot be happy and they cannot let anyone else be happy either. Even if you do everything the narcissist asks you to do exactly the way they ask you to do it and exactly when they want you to do it, they will find some way for it to be wrong so they can punish you. If you live with a narcissist, you probably already know that. Don't hold your breath or waste your time waiting for it to change. It won't. Narcissists are incapable of love, of empathy, of sympathy, of loyalty, and of honesty. The quote relationship with a narcissist is a never-ending cycle of abuse, domination, and cruelty. This will never change and it will never end. The narcissist cannot love anybody, especially themselves. They only know how to take.